I think it's important to sort of say, look, deer are protected species under the Wildlife Act. Very much an important part of our natural heritage. But in the absence of a natural predator, where deer numbers become excessive, they can cause substantial damage to farming, forestry and the wider ecosystem. And here in Ireland, we've 5,500 licensed deer hunters who carry out an important role in terms of managing deer at sustainable levels, working in partnership with landowners and forestry. And the delay in these permits will mean that substantially less deer will be culled. And the consequence of that is, as I mentioned, is a damage to farming and forestry. And in recent weeks and months, we've been in regular communication with the department on this, expressing our concern about the consequences that will be caused by this delay.
Now, we know we're in rutting season at the moment, and there have indeed been warnings about deer on roads and an excessive number of deer potentially on the roads coming from a number of local authorities, ourselves among them. With that in mind, if the culling doesn't go ahead, could that increase dangers in that respect as well?
Absolutely. I suppose, you know, it's the more deer that are in the countryside and the likelihood of more road traffic accidents. But look, regardless of the number of deer, October is the month of the deer breeding season, are known as the rut. And it's a time of the year when male deer are driven by the urge to reproduce with female deer. And this causes them to range over wide-ranging areas and across roads. And obviously with the shortening days as well, when deer are most active at dawn and dusk, it results in a higher level of road traffic accidents. So we very much urge motorists to be vigilant in areas where deer are present, particularly at dawn and dusk. And if they do see deer, is to slow down and flip their headlights, as not to startle the deer, or to swerve to avoid deer, which may bring them into conflict with other motorists.
The questions have been asked on your behalf in the Dáil with regards to this delay and what's going to be done to address it. Have you had any satisfaction in the responses you've been getting?
Yes, we've had regular communication with the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, and we're scheduled to have a meeting with the Minister. But so far, the Minister has committed to a call to review the legislative and administrative arrangements in regard to deer licensing with a view to securing improvements. And one of the key recommendations that we've made to the Minister is the issuing of an e-licensing system, similar to what we would see in other government departments, for example, for passports or driving licenses. The current system really is not fit for purpose, and it causes the significant delays that we've seen this year and the consequences that creates for farming and forestry.
Are you confident that the coming days and weeks will see movement on this and that you will get the go-ahead to proceed with the cull before it's too late?
Yes, in Ireland we have approximately 5,500 licensed deer hunters, and we know from a recent update that we received last week from the department is that approximately in the region of about 2,500 to 3,000 applicants are currently outstanding. And to be fair to the department staff, they're really working flat out at the moment to clear this backlog. But at the moment, there still is a significant number of people that are waiting on permits. And obviously, some culling is happening, and it's very much a localised issue. If we look to County Donegal, for example, we know from the CSO statistics that there's just approximately 9,000 farms in County Donegal, but permits that have been requested by the department by landowners where crop damage has taken place. The most recent data shows just 19 for the county. So that tells us it's very much a local issue in County Donegal. But the local issue is, again, if deer are not managed correctly, the numbers can double in the space of 3 years if management has not taken place, obviously in the absence of a natural predator.